In 2006, Women in Politics Opportunity launched their then 50-50 campaign. What we were doing at that time was calling for the ratification of the SADC Protocol on Gender and Development. So for us, we're saying that now the protocol has been ratified by Zimbabwe. Let's re-amplify the debate on 50-50 for women in decision-making, and let's start engaging with it as we're getting close to the 2015 deadline.
When you look at all the women in Zimbabwe in parliament and all the others in other positions of authority in terms of public office, do you think you have been able to make an impact in the communities to this effect?
Well, in our work that we're doing at grassroots level, Sandra, we are finding that women are beginning to take up positions at that lower level, be it in school development committees and different things at grassroots level. As we get higher, you'll see that now in terms of local government, we have 33% women representation. However, at a more national level, we're seeing that women are still not coming through to decision-making positions. Their political parties have an opportunity to ensure that they put forward women. They're not doing so. So we're seeing that the challenge lies mainly within the political parties themselves, who are not implementing their different policies. And with government itself as a whole, and as much as it has ratified the SADC Protocol on Gender and Development, it's not actualizing, it's not implementing. So this is the challenge that we are seeing at the moment. But we will continue to work with the different stakeholders, including the political parties themselves, in the hope that Zimbabwe will be able to achieve the benchmark by 2015.
What would you say to critics who say that the issue of quotas is not the way to go? Even when you look at countries that are well developed, they still have this issue of women not being equal in terms of representation.
Well, for us, we feel that quotas are very necessary. Without quotas, there's no way that women will be able to take up decision-making positions. The reality is that the political space is still very much male-dominated. And without the quotas, specifically ensuring that political parties and governments put forward women, this won't happen. Usually what then happens is that you have the debate of quality versus quantity. But we're saying that of the men who are already taking up positions within governments, within political parties, there's no one who sits and judges their quality. So we're saying that women should come through in terms of quotas. And just like the men who in 1980 took up positions where they didn't know what they were doing, we will help them build their capacity.
How are the political parties in the country accepting or rather receiving you and your campaign?
We've been working with the political parties for the past 10 years. We work with the two formations of MDC as well as ZANU-PF. And we have done so, worked with women across the political parties for years. So for us, they understand our campaign, and we work with the women's wings of the political parties who have taken this agenda on themselves. You'll see in the outreach that happened recently in terms of the constitutional reform process, 50-50 was one of the women's issues that was accepted across the board by all political parties. So we are confident that in terms of what the people said in outreach and what the political parties were sending out in terms of messaging, this will come through. You'll also find that the political parties have begun discussions around the implementation of a 50% quota. Currently, they mostly have quotas that speak to a third of the representation. But in the past few months, we have been engaging with them and with the women in the different political party wings. And we are hoping that the political parties will be true to their word and actually make sure they constitutionalize within their parties the same quota system.